Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, the Lakers are breaking down a week, not into the season, but a week or so into the preseason. We go through the entire list of injuries that is lengthier than we would have hoped and figure out how the Lakers can move forward. So if you look at the silverscreenandroll.com main page here, you're going to find a bit of a trend. Kendrick Nunn to miss Lakers versus Warriors with ankle sprain. Talen Horton-Tucker to undergo surgery for torn ligament and thumb. Malik Monk's groin strain injury explained. And then obviously we had the news earlier. Frank Vogel says Trevor Ariza did everything he could to avoid surgery. So that means the Lakers have a 14-man roster as it stands right now, and 10 of them are currently healthy. And three, like Talen Horton-Tucker, Trevor Ariza, Kendrick Nunn, those were three players who you would figure were going to be big parts of the rotation. Trevor Ariza was slated as the starter at small slash power forward. Him and LeBron obviously were going to split duties in those two positions. They're just going to be two wings. Talen Horton-Tucker was the fourth highest paid player on the team, and the fifth highest paid player, Kendrick Nunn, was also somebody who I would imagine the Lakers thought would factor, you know, be a sizable part of the rotation. Malik Monk was somebody who Lakers fans were hoping, myself included, would be a big part of the rotation. Now, it's kind of difficult to figure out how these minutes are going to work, and have lineups out there that they get into a rhythm together. So we'll figure out all of that player by player. Let's start with Talen Horton-Tucker. Again, he is undergoing surgery for a torn ligament in his thumb. The general consensus out there is that he'll probably be out 6 to 8 weeks and then will be reevaluated. Talen Horton-Tucker is somebody who the Lakers decided, even though they didn't have to, by the way, but they decided to keep around instead of Alex Caruso. And this is why I was annoyed at that line of thinking. They could have kept Alex Caruso. They just decided not to, for the luxury tax implications, and now you have neither of them available for at least 6 to 8 weeks. This is why you don't cheap out when you're in the middle of or at the tail end of a title window. That's why I got so annoyed at the decision there. Talen Horton-Tucker being out for the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season. The good news is it's his thumb. So that means he won't be too out of shape. He'll still be able to run. He'll still be able to work out to a certain extent. And then it's just a matter of how quickly he can get back into a rhythm. One thing that won't help with that, however, is the fact that it's his right thumb. So it's a shooting thumb, which makes it really difficult to stay in rhythm as a shooter. This is something that he was really hoping to improve on this year. And you know, something that I think the Lakers were really banking on was him improving as a shooter. It's going to be really difficult now to be able to do that, given the implications or what comes with getting surgery on your hand. It's going to be immobile for a little bit. Then you got to work it back to full mobility. And then you got to, you know, start working on strength. And this is just, this is tough. And then, you know, it's your thumb, the finger that you use more than any other finger on your hand. So a tough blow here. It really sucks for Talen Horton Tucker. And I don't want to come off as, you know, look at me, I told you so in this. Because the framing originally was that the Lakers had to choose between the two of those guys, and they didn't. And this is why, again, it's just so frustrating to see that line of thinking come about now when you're talking about, when you say, hey, maybe you should have kept Alex Caruso. People say, like, no, they had to choose one or the other. They didn't. The Lakers did not. They cheaped out, and this is where it bites them. The Talen Horton Tucker injury would have been a blow nonetheless, but it is made even tougher given the fact that now Kendrick Nunn and Malik Monk are dealing with injuries of their own. Malik Monk strained his groin. We saw how the impact that that had on LeBron a few years ago, though it's not, I don't believe, nearly as serious as LeBron's was a couple years back. But still, your groin is, once you kind of tweak it, just ask Harrison, it just kind of nags at you until it's fully healthy. So the Lakers are going to have to be careful here with Malik Monk, because they don't want to bring him back too soon and risk re-injuring it and having that injury time extend from a week or so to weeks or months. And even worse, would have, you know, he's out for a week here and then a week out there and another week somewhere else. Because this thing just keeps nagging him throughout the season. Just get fully healthy, take your time, and then, unlike Talen Horton Tucker's, this is one that might impact his conditioning. But Monk seems to be in pretty good shape. He's not going to play the kind of role where he has to be a marathon runner out there. But he is somebody who the Lakers, I think, especially given the way that he was playing in preseason, were hoping to have healthy and a part of the rotation. This puts that in question, though, to be fair, the Lakers say they hope to have him back by the opener. Me too. Kendrick Nunn was a bit of a surprise addition to the injury report, but it leads to this stat, which is kind of insane. With Nunn hurt, this is from Harrison, with Nunn hurt, every single player on a guaranteed contract under the age of 28, other than Austin Reeves, who is a rookie who has never played an NBA game before, is now injured for the Lakers. So, you know, I guess good job on the oldies for staying healthy outside of Trevor Ariza. This is another one that kind of stings, because Nunn was supposed to help space the floor for lineups, you know, maybe alongside Russell Westbrook or in lineups that you have Anthony Davis and another big out there. And then he obviously provided ball handling, and the Lakers were hoping that he could be one of their stronger perimeter defenders. And you know, an ankle sprain, just like Talen Horton Tucker's, or unlike Talen Horton Tucker's thumb, just like Trevor Ariza's ankle, and then just like Malik Monk's groin, might impact his conditioning. So again, this is another spot where if you have Alex Caruso and he's healthy, you don't sweat some of the other guys going down, because Russell Westbrook and Alex Caruso are more than capable of with handling that guard rotation. But without him there, and now without Talen Horton Tucker, and now without Kendrick Nunn, and without Malik Monk, it's Russell Westbrook and Rajon Rondo. Now the Lakers do have another roster spot that they could use here. I still would advise them using it on James Ennis, who would agree with me based on some of his tweets that he's been sending. He would help shore up some of the wing spots, wouldn't help with the ball handling, but when you have Russell Westbrook and you have LeBron James, you don't need that much more ball handling. So James Ennis steps in. He helps deal with the Trevor Ariza loss. He's also versatile enough to where you can slide him between the three and the four spots, and you can shore up those positions while your backcourt gets figured out and healthy again. It just makes too much sense at this point not to do it. Unfortunately, again, though, it looks like the Lakers might cheap out here, and they're waiting for him to accept a non-guaranteed deal, which, at this point, he has all the leverage. He's not going to do it. And I know that you're probably sick of me talking about luxury taxes. That's fine, whatever. But this is where, again, you have to show commitment to winning here. And fine, you didn't want to spend on Alex Caruso. It was a mistake. And it was even a greater mistake to not at least try to sign and trade him so that you would have a player under a contract that, you know, might be productive along the lines of what Alex Caruso brought to the table. But that's not happening. And sure, it would have been nice for the Lakers to have maybe found a more productive player than DeAndre Jordan, who looks pretty thoroughly washed at this point. But you can't really fix that at this point without incurring more luxury tax cost. But what would be truly inexplicable, indefensible, in my opinion, would be not filling the last roster spot given the things that have gone on here. You have 14 players currently on the roster, only 10 of which are healthy right now. So that means if you lose another player, you are down to a 9-man rotation within the first couple weeks of the season. And so maybe the Lakers think that they'll get some of these guys healthy back before the season starts. I would certainly hope so. But I just don't see why you risk it and why you stretch yourself here when you can get somebody in Ennis who was a productive NBA player who you could bring him in-house and let him get used to the defensive system and the offensive principles before the season gets underway, so that if he has to step in and play, he's not playing catch up. Just get this done. I don't know what we're waiting for here. Just get the damn deal done. That's going to do it for this particularly chippy episode of the Lakers Lowdown. For stuff on the website, all of the injuries that I talked about, we have analyzed thoroughly on silverscreenandroll.com. Dr. Brar was on there and did a video to talk you through some of the injuries and where they stand right now. And then, you know, we have game coverage and game previews and more season previews as we get ready for the season ahead, which we are, by the time you guys are listening to this, a week away from. Insane. Until tomorrow, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a good one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.